Merrin was with Astrata and Wu Lu in the pavilion beside the pool. They reached for their clothing and dressed hurriedly as Taita came towards them with a firm step, Tanzard at his side. Only now did they realize the extent of the change that had come over Taita. He no longer stooped under the burden of age, but stood taller, straighter. Though his hair and beard were silver still, they seemed thicker, more lustrous. His eyes were no longer rheumy and myopic, but clear and steady. Even Merrin, who was the least perceptive, could recognize these changes. He ran to Taita and prostrated himself before him, hugging his knees wordlessly. Taita lifted him up and embraced him. Then he held him at arm's length and considered him carefully. Merrin's aura was a robust orange glow like the desert dawn, the aura of an honest warrior, valiant and true. "Fetch your weapons, good Merrin, for we must go on." For a moment Merrin was rooted to the ground with dismay, but then he glanced at Astrata. Taita studied her aura. It was as clear as the steady flame of an oil lamp, clean and uncomplicated, but suddenly he saw the flame waver, as though touched by an errant breeze. Then it steadied, as she suppressed the sorrow of parting. Merrin turned from her and went into the living quarters of the temple. Minutes later he came out again, his sword belt buckled round his waist, his bow and quiver slung over his shoulder. He carried Taita's tiger-skin cloak rolled upon his back. Taita kissed each of the women. He was fascinated by the dancing auras of the three apsaras. Wu Lu was enveloped in a nimbus of silver, shot through with shimmering gold more complex and with deeper toning than Astrata's. She was further along the road of the adepts. Tanzard's aura was mother of pearl, iridescent as a film of precious oil floating on the surface of a bowl of wine, changing colours and tones incessantly, shooting out stars of light. She possessed a noble soul and a good mind. Taita wondered if she would ever be called to submit herself to Samana's probing bamboo needle. He kissed her, and her aura thrilled with a brighter lustre. In the short time they had known each other, they had shared many things of the spirit. She had come to love him. "May you attain your destiny," he whispered, as their lips parted. "I know in my heart that you will attain yours, Magus," she replied softly. "I will never forget you." Impulsively, she threw her arms around his neck. "Oh, Magus, I wish... how I wish." "I know what you wish. It would have been beautiful," he told her gently. "But some things are not possible." He turned to Merrin. "Are you ready?"
"I am ready, Magus," Merrin said. "Lead, and I will follow."